might be alarming for UWM students to receive the occasional campus safety alert informing them that an armed robbery or some other crime took place nearby. Although alerts don't happen often, they can trigger anxiety along with reminders about playing it safe. WUWM's Ben Slowey reports on the heightened sense of awareness that sometimes arises as students live their day-to-day lives at UWM.
Some UWM students live far off campus and walk home by themselves. Sophomore Natalie Newman learned it might not be a good idea to be alone.
Last summer, I had someone follow me into my house, which is a little alarming, but thankfully my friends were there, so they helped get him out and get him away from me, and I was just really scared at that point.
Newman says students sometimes tell her about their concerns.
I work on the university campus too, so I get a lot of calls sometimes about students not being safe here and students being really concerned about, their safety and where they're living.
Max McCoy says he doesn't like feeling helpless. He's a junior and says he'd feel safer if he could defend himself if threatened.
Part of the problem is, as students, we don't really have the ability at this point to take safety matters into our own hands. And I'm the sort of person who, likes to feel safe when I'm in charge of protecting myself.
McCoy supports concealed carry in campus buildings, a divisive idea that has not taken root in Wisconsin. What UWM does do is offer to prepare students to respond to or avoid threatening situations. Joseph Lohmeyer is chief of police.
We do a lot of self-defense training. We have people call up and we do different groups. We mix with residents' life and provide training. So a lot of the stuff we do as a police department is providing all of that self-awareness.
The university has also installed call boxes if students feel they're in danger. And its police officers, along with those from the city of Milwaukee and Shorewood, patrol the vicinity.
We never want to go to that level where we're blaming people for their own victimization, but we always have to have that conversation of what can we do to mitigate those things that might create a situation where we might be a victim, and that's really securing property and securing our vehicles and certainly being aware of our surroundings.
UWM also offers free van rides for students traveling in the campus neighborhood. Ben Slowey, reporting for 89.7 WUWM.